Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. What started as two friends debating movies has become a showcase for local filmmakers. The Sacramento Movie Buffs Film Festival will fill the screens this Saturday and Sunday, April 11th and 12th, at the Esquire IMAX Theater in Sacramento. Kier Stowes and Jason Alley are the movie buffs behind the film fest, and they're here today to explain how this all got started and what you can expect this weekend. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you for having us.
All right. So whose idea was this?
That'd be Kier.
I guess mine. Yeah. So Jason and I, we've been best friends since high school. Not to date ourselves, but about 30 years.
Yeah.
So, and we kind of formed a friendship over our love of movies. And so even in high school, we would go see movies on the weekends. We lived up north in Yuba City, and we would drive to Sacramento and see indie films and things of this nature. And so once we graduated from high school, like, it just kind of continued through college and things of this nature. And soon after that, I just, you know, people would always say, you guys are always arguing and bickering over movies and things of this nature. So why don't you guys just do like some sort of podcast, and then you guys can kind of like talk about movies. And so that's kind of how it started. And we did it like right during COVID.
Yeah, yeah. He had the idea for this right before the pandemic hit. So it was kind of, in an awful way, it was good timing that we pivot to like a podcast, because we couldn't do it in person. You know, mm-hmm. The original plan was to do it like a talk show on camera in person, but then we had to switch to that, and it worked.
So. Yeah, yeah. So we planned it in like 2019, and then literally the first show we shot was scheduled for like March 16th, or I think it was the 16th of March. And that was literally the day that the world...
What was happening then?
Yeah, that was literally the day that the world shut down. And so our first show was actually at my house together, and then like literally it was like shut down pandemic, and so we started the podcast after that.
We didn't see each other for a year after that.
Yeah.
In person.
Lots of Zoom hangouts.
Yeah, lots of that. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it is so common, like, after you go to the movies with friends, you know, to talk about the movie and to even debate it, you know, if it's someone loves it, someone hates it, to analyze it. But it really seems like for the two of you, it was pretty formative in your friendship over the decades. It really led to a deep bond. What is it about film that is so special for the both of you and your friendship?
Well, I think, well, we met kind of in drama class, for one thing.
Yeah, you know? And so we were, so I was kind of like into acting and things of that nature back then, and so we met in drama class, and both our parents were both military brats, so both our parents were in the military.
Yep. Air Force.
For me personally, I spent a lot of time, my formative years, overseas a lot, and living in like Germany and Japan. And back in those days, you didn't have cable. And so we only usually had like one channel wherever we were stationed at overseas. And so a lot of my time was watching movies, you know, because you could rent movies at the local video stores and things of this nature, because, you know, it was always like Young and the Restless or Bold and the Beautiful or something on that one channel that we had, and which I didn't care about. So I was like going to the store and just renting like, you know, all the classics in like the 80s and 90s. And so that's kind of how my love of movies was formed. And then obviously met this guy in drama, and he also really loved movies as well.
Yeah, yeah. For me, I just grew up loving them, you know, my whole life. You know, movies like Gremlins and The Goonies were like some of my favorite childhood memories. So it was just became my number one hobby, is watching movies and talking about them. And then we met in high school and realized we both love movies and started going to them and talking about them. And it just carried on. And then flash forward a few decades, and we just figured we might as well do it for an audience, since people tended to enjoy hearing our conversations.
Yeah, they like the banter. It's great when we agree, but it's always more fun when we disagree, because then we can like really get into like good heated discussions about why we disagree.
Well, we can both be
and
very
about
passionate.
Why he's wrong.
I'm getting a feel for that.
We can both be very passionate about our viewpoints.
Yeah. I'm certainly getting a feel for it. Yeah. Okay, so what are people in for this weekend? The film festival is Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah, so it's going to be two full days of film at the Esquire IMAX. Both days are from 12 to 8 p.m. And so we have 48 films, predominantly a lot of shorts. We do have three feature films, but we have a, just you name it, we got it, whether it's horror, comedy, action, drama, suspense. It's going to be a lot of great films, and a lot of the filmmakers are actually from Northern California. I would say about 80% are Northern California filmmakers.
Mm-hmm. So you got a really good response from filmmakers that wanted to be part of this film festival.
Yeah, 100%. So this is actually going to be our fourth year and doing it at the IMAX. And each year it's just kind of grown and grown just through, I guess, word of mouth or just other people attending the festival. And one of the things that we do, I think that might be a little different than a lot of other festivals, is I kind of treat it as part film festival, part full on award show. And so at the end of the night, I do like a huge award show where we literally give out about 50 awards to all the filmmakers. And so it becomes like a really, really big thing. And so a lot of people really look forward to that aspect of it, because a lot of festivals, you kind of watch the film, maybe they have one or two winners, and then everybody goes home. But we do like a full-on award showcase, which takes probably an hour to get through. Like you know, not as quite as long as the Oscars, but definitely takes quite a little bit of time to get through. So,
you know, Jason, what goes into selecting the films for the festival?
Well, they submit their films through Film Freeway, right? And then we have a panel of judges, including Kiara and myself, who go through all of them. And then we have the format is you're allowed to rate and add comments. So we kind of, the judges kind of interact on their thoughts, and then, we all kind of reach an agreement on what's selected. And then we sometimes rank smaller groupings, you know, when we've got them narrowed down a little bit. So it's kind of a complicated, narrowing down process. But ultimately we get down to two full days of programming.
I mean, that is like a marathon for people, over 40 plus films. Any tips for like newbies who are going to be taking it all in?
I mean, just for submitting or just attending?
Attending.
I mean, just come and enjoy. You know, it's a fun environment. You know, a lot of the shows are either close to sold out or sold out. It's a fun experience. We have a few, we have a big setup in the lobby, where we have a couple of, hosts who do interviews with like the you know, with the filmmakers, and they get to appear on television afterwards. And then, you know, we have photographers and lots of photos will be taken. And it's in, you know, downtown IMAX, so you can you know, enjoy the theater, but you can also walk around and go grab a bite to eat someplace, and then come back and watch more films. And then, you know, and so we try to give an idea of what types of films are playing in each block, so people can kind of make their determination which films they want to see.
You know, I think about a time like now when people stream movies. You can watch them on your phone, you know, or your TV. Of course, a movie theater, IMAX, is a different ball game, you know, and some may think, oh, it's a thing of the past, you know, but that's not the case. You have Oppenheimer, which, you know, was on IMAX. I watched it on IMAX. I mean, what is it about the IMAX screen and that experience that you think elevates and adds to this film festival?
I think it is, you know, I'm always a proponent of the theatrical experience. You know, I always have been, always will be. I think there's just something about the feeling of seeing something bigger than yourself, you know, especially the IMAX screen. I mean, it's like, what, I don't know the metrics on it, but it's like, what, 200 feet wide or something like that?
It's crazy big. Huge. I can't remember off the top of my head, but it is the largest theater or screen, I should say, in Sacramento.
Right,
And just greater Sacramento. So it's just the biggest screen in the area to watch films, and then the sound quality associated with it as well, and the picture quality is all just, you know, all upper echelon. And so it's, you know, you can go to other theaters and maybe there's a bigger audience or a bigger seat, you know, but it's not going to be bigger than that screen. And so for a local filmmaker, you don't really have a lot of avenues, especially with a short film. You know, it's not going to go the Hollywood route. You know, there's not any short films that get released through the box office. And then streaming is also kind of a little bit of a tougher one to get into as well. So this is a lot of times their best opportunity to be seen and their film to be seen. And a lot of times there's producers or other people in the audience that, you know, maybe have some influence and may want to work with that individual.
Right. Well, oh, I just want to add, and even as important as that, I think, is the community aspect. You know, it's, you know, I think it's a shame when people watch something like on their phone when they could be with other people, hear other people laugh, hear other people scream and have a good time. You know, it gets forgotten about a lot, I think. And when you're there, you remember how important that is.
Yeah. Well, Kier and Jason, thank you so much for stopping by.
100%. Thank you for having us.
Yep.
It's going to be a blast. Kier Stoes and Jason Alley are the online movie critics who started the Sactown Movie Buffs Film Festival. It is happening this Saturday and Sunday in Sacramento. We do have a link on our website at capradio.org/insight. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. Have a great day, everyone.